Hey, welcome to this week's podcast, recorded live at Planet Shakers Church, Melbourne, Australia. For more details, check out planetshakers.com.
I just simply want to talk to you briefly about how great God is. I'm going to read this psalm to you, Psalm 65. What mighty praise, O God, belongs to you in Zion. We will fulfill our vows to you, for you answer our prayers. All of us must come to you. Though we are overwhelmed by our sins, you forgive them all. What joy for those you choose to bring near, those who live in your holy courts. What festivities await us inside your holy temple. You faithfully answer our prayers with awesome deeds. O God, our Savior, you are the hope of everyone on earth, even those who sail on distant seas. You formed the mountains by your power and armed yourself with mighty strength. You quieted the raging oceans with their pounding waves and silenced the shouting of the nations. Those who live at the ends of the earth stand in awe of your wonders. From where the sun rises to where it sets, you inspire shouts of joy. You take care of the earth and water it, making it rich and fertile. The river of God has plenty of water. It provides a bountiful harvest of grain, for you have ordered it so. You drench the plowed ground with rain, melting the clods and leveling the ridges. You soften the earth with showers and bless its abundant crops. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness become a lush pasture, and the hillsides blossom with joy. The meadows are clothed with flocks of sheep, and the valleys are carpeted with grain. They all shout and sing for joy. What an incredible picture of the greatness of our God. He is great. There is no one that you can compare to him. Now, in our finite minds, we try and use things in this earth to try and, you know, evaluate our God or judge our God or view our God, but nothing can compare with our God. He is amazing. And so I want to say that today, loud and clear, wherever you're listening from, God is great. He's powerful, he's mighty, he's majestic, he is everything we need. There's no one like our God, and he is so great. But you know what? I want to remind us here today, he answers our prayers. God hears every prayer that you pray. He hears every cry of your heart, and God answers. I can't believe it sometimes. Like those little things inside your heart, you don't even mention them. It doesn't even come out of your mouth, but inside your heart, you think it, and then all of a sudden, you see the outworking of those silent little desires in your heart. This is how mindful he is of you. This is how much he loves you, cares for you, thinks about you. He is attuned to you, and every little heart cry or desire, he answers. Like, seriously, he answers all of these little things. I think of a time in my life when we were building a house, and we had a budget, and it was a very small budget, and in this very small budget, my taste did not fit the budget. When I went to choose tiles or, I don't know, architraves and all of these different things, when I went to even choose carpet or paving, everything, when I went, oh, I like that one. And then they told me the price. Okay, I don't like that one anymore. Show me one that I can actually afford. And so then it would be like, oh, okay. But this is how good God is. Because when I was in this process of building this house and I had these secret little desires, but I didn't have the ability to afford these secret little desires, God still heard the cry of my heart. So I remember one time the builder calling me up, very apologetic, saying, "We are so sorry, Mrs. Evans, but we got something wrong." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Could you come over to the house and see what... see if you're okay with this?" And so I walk into the house and lo and behold, I see all of these architraves and these skirting boards. And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, they're the ones I wanted. They're exactly, I could afford skirting boards like this big, but I had skirting boards this big." And so as I walked through this house, I really tried, you know, just to be really normal and like, "Oh, okay, yeah, right. Oh, those architraves there that are a little bit more ornate. Oh, right. Oh, yes, okay." And they were saying, "We are so sorry we got that wrong. Do you want us to change them?" I'm like, "Oh, I just don't want to put you out. You know, It'll be okay. Yeah. I can live with those." Inside, I'm going, "That's exactly what I wanted. Thank you, God. God hears our prayers. God knows exactly what we desire, what we long for, and God moves on our behalf." Even those prayers that we didn't even know He knew we were praying in our hearts, God answers our prayers. I want to encourage you to keep praying and keep asking. The Bible says to knock and keep on knocking. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Come on, the door will be open to you. God is great. He wants to supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. He cares about you. And so He answers our prayers. What a great God. He answers our prayers. So what are the prayers you are praying? Maybe you're praying very small prayers because you're starting to filter God through what you know of Him. Let me tell you, our God is great. You don't need to limit His ability to move in your life. So some of us need to start stirring up our prayers instead of praying prayers that we could answer. Maybe start to pray prayers that only God can answer. Some big prayers, some audacious prayers, some bold prayers, because our God is great. He is. He forgives all of our sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He forgives us. Come on, is anyone perfect in this room? You know, apart from me, of course, you know, because when you become pastor, then you're perfect. No, God is so good that every single day He has mercy for us. When we mess up, when we make the wrong choices, when we just do the wrong thing, those moments when we don't want to do the wrong thing and we end up doing the wrong thing and then we're like, "Oh my goodness, why did I do that again?" Whatever it may be, God forgives our sins. Though we were red like crimson, He makes us white as snow. This is how great our God is. Even though we mess up, He says, "Come on, let me sort that out for you. Let me wash that away. Let me forgive you. Let me give you a brand new start." That's the kind of God we serve. He's great. God is great. He forgives all of our sins, not just a few of them, not just the hard ones, all of them. The other thing that I want to bring our attention to us is He brings us near. He's not far away. God doesn't stand, you know, far from us and look at us from a distance. He's not, you know, way up in heaven and looking way down to this teensy little earth or whatever and sort of, oh yeah, I think that's where Melbourne is. No, he's near. He's close to us. He promises that he sticks closer than a brother. Like, that's in a close vicinity. So he's right here for you. You never have to feel alone. You never have to feel isolated. You never have to feel without help or someone to talk to or listen to you. God is so great and so amazing and so powerful and yet so near and so close at that split second that you need him, you can cry out to him, and he doesn't have to come from a long distance away. He doesn't have to come from the other side of town. He doesn't need to come from the northeast down here to Melbourne. He is right here, right now. You are never alone. What a great God. Many of us struggle with being alone or feeling isolated or having to do everything by yourself. You don't have to do a thing by yourself. God is with you and he loves being with you. He's not, you know, being forced to be with you. It's like, oh yeah, that person I created again. Oh yeah, I suppose I better rock up. No, he loves you, loves hanging out with you, desires you. You're fun for him. Yes, even the boring ones are fun. No boring ones here. You're all amazing. Another great thing about our God is he takes care of his creation. In this psalm, he takes care of everything he creates. He doesn't create and then go, see you later. He watches over. He is careful and caring towards his creation. He created us. You are not the result of biology. You are not the result of a lucky moment in time. You were in his heart from the very beginning. You are desired by him. This is how great our God is, that he created you, knitted you together in your mother's womb. Everything about you, he created, he put together, and he cares for the things he's created. What a great God we serve. So I want to reiterate this to you today. God cares. It's not just flippant words. God cares. He cares about your thinking. He cares about you so much. The Bible says that every single hair on your head is numbered. If he cares for the sparrows who one day may fall, or the flowers or whatever that may wither the next day, if he cares so much about them, how much more does he care for you? You are cared for. In this season around Christmas, I don't want any single one of you to entertain the thought that you are not cared for. This is why we take up offerings. This is why we bring presents, because we want to reflect God's heart towards you. You are cared for. You are important. You are significant. You are worth the effort to go to. You are worth the sacrifice. You are cared for. So often in our minds, you know, if people think I'm not cared for, no one cares for me. We care for you because God cares for you. And you can come to Planet Shakers any single time and we will open wide our arms of love and care for you, because we're trying to be the reflection of our God towards you. He is great. He cares for you. You know, in this psalm, it also talks about this river of God with plenty of water. There is always a supply for you. You do not have to go without. and this wonderful picture of a river that flows from God's throne. This river that the Bible talks about that is teeming with life in and out of season. It doesn't matter the season that you go through, that river does not change. That river doesn't dry up. There's no drought in the river of God. It is this constant source, this constant supply. This is what God is trying to say to us. He's saying, hey, I'm always here for you, but there's always a supply for you. There is always fruitfulness for you. There's always multiplication for you. This is our God. He's trying to communicate these incredible truths to us. There's plenty of water. I love the fact that he will use water. Why would he use water? Water is such a great way for us to understand what he's trying to communicate to us. Water is refreshing. Water is cleansing. And there is life in water. And wherever there is water, it has this ability to soften the ground. Come on, we can get really hard sometimes. Our hearts can get hard. Life can get troublesome, and so we can harden up. And yet, the Holy Spirit is wanting to pour out His water. He's wanting to let the river of God flow through you to soften you, to open you up, to receive from God, to open you up to receive the possibilities of God. This is what He's trying to explain to you, that there is a river. It won't run dry. It's always there for you. You can partake of it anytime you want to, and it has these incredible effects upon us. Ever been so, so hot that all you want is water? So parched, so dehydrated, all you can think of is water. I need water. I want to get to water. Ever been on those hot days where all you want to do is go down the beach and dive in that water? See, he understands the predicament of man. He understands what you go through. He understands the outpouring that you feed other people, help other people, work for other people. He understands that expense and that exertion. And yet he says, hey, come on, there's a river. Why don't you get in the river? Why don't you get in the water? Why don't you get refreshed? Why don't you get filled up again? Why don't you get rehydrated again? He doesn't want you dry. He doesn't want you barren. He doesn't want you hard. He wants you soft. He wants you to be able to receive all that he has for you. And I love the fact too, in this last point today, he turns every situation that seems unfruitful or appears like a wasteland into fruitfulness. He turns it all around. God is the God of the turnaround. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what you're facing. But our God is so great that no matter what you're facing right here, right now, he is here to turn it around. He's here to communicate to you how precious and how much he loves you and cares for you. And he is trying to communicate to you today, I want to turn that situation around. You don't have to stay in that wasteland. You don't have to stay dry. Come on, I've got a river here for you because I want to turn it around. I want to turn that fruitfulness around where you might have not had enough. I want to turn it out to have more than enough. That's who we serve. He is a God that sees your predicament. He's not happy with where things are at right now, and he wants to turn it around. Our God is great. He's awesome. So are you ready for the turnaround? Are you ready in north, northeast, east, Geelong? Are you ready for a turnaround? I'm looking at you. Come on, guys. God wants to turn things around. And so let's just close our eyes for a moment and bow our heads. And let's forget, please, let's try and forget about who is around us. This is about the greatness of our God and Him moving in your life. He wants to move today in your life. He wants to pour out His resources. He wants to come where there's been dryness and there's been those negative thoughts going through your mind. He wants to turn that around. He wants this season, this Christmas season, to be the most blessed and fruitful season that you've ever experienced. I declare in the name of Jesus that 2019 Christmas time will be a signpost for us to see the goodness of God moving in our lives in unprecedented ways. God's going to give us a breakthrough this season. There's going to be joy. There's going to be relationships restored. There's going to be the outpouring of supernatural provision, all because our God is great, all because of who He is and His character and His desire to move in our lives.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Planet Shakers Church, Melbourne, Australia. For more details, check out planetshakers.com.